listening to an ABC News special, Turning to Tech. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
How many passwords do you have for different things? You've got this one with some numbers in it, this one with a few characters in it. They're a pain to remember, and some sites make you change them often, and they're easy to compromise. The result? Somebody steals your identity, your money, your time, or crashes your company's multi-million dollar servers. Well, there is a better way, but it does involve watching how you work, where you've been, and some of your more intimate online habits. And security experts say it will protect your data and privacy better than the old-fashioned password. ABC's Andy Field talked to those security gurus to find out how.
Personal computing has only been around about 50 years, but we've used passwords for centuries. Some complicated.
Could your name be Rumpelstiltskin?
Others a little less.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All to answer the question. And until recently, the best most of us could do is imitate Groucho Marx.
And if any of them say the sacred word, they'd win an extra $100.
And even if you think #mycatsbirthday42 is a hack-proof password, Cameron D'Ambrosi says someone will figure it out.
It seems secure, but it's really not that secure. People write passwords down, they use the same password across multiple accounts, or I could put a keylogger or hack your computer and kind of intercept the keystrokes that you're using to input your password, and that remains vulnerable.
Cameron D'Ambrosi leads One World Identity. It's a group of cyber smart guys who help companies secure their data and the bottom line. Cameron says companies would like to swap passwords with behavioral biometrics. Basically, your computer or smartphone watching what you do every day to identify that you are really you.
Behavioral biometrics actually creates, in many ways, what is a fingerprint of how you interact with your device, like a smartphone. So the angle I hold my device at while I'm typing, if I type using my index finger or my thumb, how fast I type, how many typos on average I input, all of these things can be measured with the myriad sensors on your smartphone and form, in many ways, what is as unique as your fingerprint.
Your phone knows where you are. Did you run to the store, at the drive-thru, cheating on your diet? It even knows when you get in your car at 8 a.m. each morning that you're likely heading to work, then automatically suggests the best route.
Traffic to DeSalle Street.
That is a lot of behavioral biometrics you're handing to some anonymous big brother. But Andre Faraz says that's not how it works. He says his company, Incognia, encodes those locations and behavior as encrypted data points to create a security fingerprint, and then throws away the key so no one can get the actual details. Just a pattern to prove you are you.
Location information is pretty sensitive. Even if there's no name on the database, if you have some information about that person's routine, if you know where that person lives and works, it's pretty easy to find who's that person. Because of that, we've taken a few measures to anonymize that data in a more secure way.
And if you're thinking, yeah, I've heard that before, well, several thousand high-profile data breaches back you up, but Andre and his Incognia security team say they actually make it impossible to grab your personal data by using encrypted keys, then frequently ordering a mission impossible-like self-destruct. Andre says behavior biometrics just looks for patterns to identify you and does not include a detailed day-in-the-life play-by-play.
Once we learn from your device where it lives and where it works, we encrypt that data irreversibly.
1960s science fiction predicted computers would protect us.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger!
At least one turned out to be a Debbie Downer named Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Today, behavioral biometrics is simply watching and learning the website you visit, how often you type or move your cursor. It is a delicate dance, knowing too much or too little, and then slamming the security gate shut at just the right time.
There is no one silver bullet. Depending on the application, a combination of a something you are factor like a biometric along with a behavioral biometric can really take the place of passwords for lower security applications. For applications like e-commerce or social media that are lower security, we can really dial back the reliance on passwords.
One problem with behavioral biometrics, you often don't know it's watching, unless you dig deep into the controls to limit what it sees or turn it off altogether. But if you hate remembering passwords, this new Watch What You Do technology could eventually retire the password when your computer asks, I'm Andy Field, ABC News, Washington. Alex?
Oh man, Andy, how great it would be to not have to remember every combination of letters and numbers that I've got. Thanks for that. Up next, virtual DJs that took off during quarantine.